Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Just talk about the impact of Hurricane Sandy and how you just saw a real parallel for the church today.
Right. I pastored the Brooklyn Tabernacle here in downtown Brooklyn, and we live now for the last 2.5 years about 2 blocks away from the church and on the 26th floor of an apartment building. We rent there, and Carol was not there, and I had never endured a hurricane 26 floors up. And we saw something that night, we New Yorkers, that is just unthinkable. All of Lower Manhattan went dark. The surge of the storm, and then coinciding with the high tide, made such flooding that it knocked out the power. And now Lower Manhattan, I'm talking about Wall Street, where all the trading goes on, where the business hub of not just our country, but in many situations, the whole world, here it was dark. All those lights just gone out. And it seemed like a metaphor or a picture to me, Susie, of this storm that the church is already going through, and I think it's the worst is yet to come, where our light, the light that Jesus said we should be, you are the light of the world, our light is getting dimmer, conversions are down, the church is going through a major sag. It's in major decline for the last 20, 25 years in America. I have irrefutable there data in the book where four polls had the range of 7.2 to 9% of the American population is Christian as biblically defined. So ungodly propositions and laws are being passed because that's where the society is at. But it's not a time to curse the darkness. It's a time to light a candle. Yeah. And to say, Jesus, you said you were going to build your church. This can't be what you had in mind, a sagging church in numerical decline and many times spiritual apathy in the pew. So storm is about how to get not only through the storm, but how to fight its winds back so that we can be the church that brings glory to the Father. Remember what Jesus said in John, by this my Father will be glorified that you bear much fruit. So we got to get back to not reinventing the church. We've got to rediscover the Christian church from the New Testament in all of its power and glory.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.